This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشفت الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جازى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in your life you will obtain so many certificates, some of a graduation, some even birth certificate, some marriage certificate, even a driver license. Certificate when you graduate, some of them you will actually put on the wall. You will frame them, you are so proud of them, this is who you are. You actually get people to see it, look, this is who I am. This is what I did, this is what I established, this is what I accomplished. This is my goal in life, I'm so proud. But the most important certificate in your life is the one that you will never see. The certificate that makes it or breaks it for you, the one that you will not see, you will not be able to frame, you will not be able to show your friends, it is your death certificate. Please note that the assimile and the similitude and the parable of those who come into this life and leave this life is so close. If you think and ponder about that reflection, when you come into this life, you don't know who brought you in. When you leave this life, you don't know who buried you. When you come in this life, you will be washed. When you're leaving this life, they will give you ghusl. They will wash you. When you come into this life, after the nurse washes you, they will shroud you. Similarly, when you leave this life, after they give you the ghusl, they will shroud you. When you come to this life, people will be so happy. You're crying, they're happy. But after you leave this life, some of them will be happy and some of them will be sad. Your soul will leave your body from your toes and it goes up and it leaves your body from the top of your head. That's why your eyes go up to follow the spirit as it leaves your body. That's why we have to close your eyes when you die. Think about it. As your spirit leaves, I want you to think that you're taking a plane. And as your spirit leaves, as you're watching your body dying on the floor, or on the ground, or on the bed, whatever it may be, You're looking at it in a way that you want to come back, but you will never be able to come back. قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتْ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهُمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. After you see the truth, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. After you see the truth, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula says, وَجَاءَتْ, in the past tense, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. The anguish of death will come with the truth. What is the truth? الْحَقْ أَنَّكَ سَتَمُوتْ. The truth that you will die, and the truth that you will not come back, and the truth that doctor will not help you, and the truth is that you will be buried, and the truth that you will be resurrected, and the truth that you will hear your name on judgment day, and the truth that there is no translator between you and him, and the truth that you will be resurrected unclothed. The truth is that you will ask 4 questions, 3 in the grave. The truth is that you cannot have a lawyer or bribe an angel. The truth is there is heaven or hell. Wallahi ma ba'da dunya min dar illa jannah. By Allah, there is no dwelling after this life except heaven or hell. And the truth is that you will get 99 files. Every file as far as your eyesight can see. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. You will find everything that is seen. Everything, one file as far as your eyesight can see, you'll get 99 of those. Everything you said, touched, walked, felt, whims, limbs and desires, uttered, heard, seen, everything is recorded. Think about it. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. You will run away from your family. You will run away from your wife. You will run away from your kids. Everything will say, nafsi, nafsi. Myself, myself, on that day. What day? 50,000 years where the sun leaves its orbit comes close to your head. People will be drenched in the sweat. Some of them even raising their necks to make sure that they can actually breathe. That is the day. ترى كل أمة جاثية, buckling on your knees. When? وجيء يومئذ بجهنم. In the third person. مبني المجهول. The hellfire will be brought forth. And it will be brought forth how, يا أخي? 70,000 rains where it's controlled by. 70,000 rains is controlling the hellfire. And every single rain is controlled by 70,000 angels. One type of a person will be saved. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. In tawkeed, indeed, certainty, there is no doubt. Every one of us will walk over it. Every one of us will pass over it on the sirat. This sirat, this path or the bridge could be as wide as a valley or narrow as a hair, sharp as a sword, bright as the days or the dark of the darkest nights. Depending on your actions and deeds, if you walked on the straight path in this life, you would be able to cross this path. If you walk crooked, you will fall. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula mentioned that. The attribute that you need to attain in this life is the one of most importance that will save you on Judgment Day. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allahumma ja'alna min al-muttaqeen. Allah will save those who have taqwa. May Allah make us among them. Ameen. وَنَظْرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيَّا. The ظَالِمِينَ, the oppressors on that time will fall. And the reason I started this khutbah at the end, so you'll understand the magnitude of what we're talking about. And if you think of the measuring stick of this dunya, wallahi, you will lose the dunya in the hereafter. You have to think in the hereafter. My brothers and sisters, the sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, wallahi, every day the sun is risen upon, and my iman is not increased, or I don't increase my knowledge, it's not a good day for me. Because he says the angel of death has already let go the arrow coming for you. Since the day you were born, you're going closer to your grave. It's count down, not count up. The ways they used to think is a different measuring stick. If you think of a dollar that is so close to your eyes, that's all you see. But they had it so far away from them, they see everything else. A different rain, a different optical, a different vision, a different heart, a different goal. Everything was different. So whatever you see on the screens and you hear what's going on around the world of so much oppression, so much killing among the signs of time is killing the Harj. Harj is a kathir. Yakthur. Is everyone. It says, لَا يَدْرِي الْقَاتِلْ لِمَا قَتَلْ وَلَا يَدْرِي الْمَقْتُولِ لِمَا قُتِلْ. The one that kills does not know why he killed. And the one that is killed does not know why he was killed. What sin have I committed? What mistake have I done to be killed? Is it a crime to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? Do you understand? Wulid al-Islamu ghariba wa sayaudu ghariba kama wulid. You are strange among strangers, a wayfarer in this life. As it was starting in Islam, so shall end. The one that declaims, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, now is a stranger among strangers. A wayfarer in this path called life. A temporary test for you. Whether you pass or fail. It is not a certificate that you will make a one amend or one more year that you will go to school. It is not a certificate that you will take to go to university. Indeed, it is not a certificate for you to get a job. This certificate that you will obtain on Judgment Day, where you will say, "Ha umuqra'u kitabiya, inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya, fahuwa fi 'ishatin radiya, fi jannatin 'aliya, qutufuha daniya." Allahu Akbar. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyam al khaliya. Here, read my book. There are three types of people. Listen well, akhi and ukhti. Three types of people on Judgment Day. Those who will take their books with the right hand side. May Allah make us among them. You will say, Ha umuqra'u kitabiya. Here, read my book. I made it, Mom. I knew I was going to meet this day. I knew I was going to meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. I was prepared. I lived accordingly. My whole life, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايِ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ قُلْ التَّلْقِنِيَّ قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ عَلَيْهِ أَفْضَ الصَّلَاةُ وَالتَّسْلِيمُ. Tell them everything that I do in this life, my acts of worship, everything, my life, my death, everything is for the sake of Allah. On the other side, وَالْعَذُ بِاللَّهِ, you will hear what we're talking about, the khutbah today. Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya. Ya laytaha kanat al-qadiya. Ma aghna anni maliya. Halaka anni sultaniya. Khuduhu faghulluh. Thumma al-jahima salluh. Thumma fi silsilatin dar'uha 70 dhira'an faslukuh. Allahu Akbar. The other side, wal-iyadu billah, those who will take the book with the left hand side, they wish, Ya laytani lam uta kitabiya. I wish I didn't get the book. I wasn't resurrected. La laytaha kan al-qadiya. I died, I never got back up again. What are the two reasons? You'll find out what is going on in the world right now. You, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ulah, told us about it over 1400 years ago. Hal min muddakir. The path is there, the knowledge is there, the answers for the questions are there. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is the only one that gives you the questions. Not only the questions, gives you the answers to the questions. In this life, you know you will be tested in the end of the school year. But no teacher will dare to give you the final questions. Indeed, will not give you the answer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, here are the questions. There are four in the hereafter. You will stand in front of Allah. Can you imagine yourself on Judgment Day, where everybody is resurrected, unclothed, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person. Unclothed in front of Allah. لَيْسَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانِ. No translator. And you hear the words, أَيْنَ فُلَانِ ابْنِ فُلَانِ. Where is so the son of so? هَلُمَّ لِلْعَرْضِ عَلَى الْجَبَّارِ. Come, stand before me. That's why when you hear وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ, stop them, they will be asked. At that time, you will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَةً, or هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَةً. Worse yet, by your left-hand side with the back. Munafiq, مِنْ وَرَاءِ ظَهْرِهِ. Those who will take the book behind their back, they lived backwards. Their iman was external, not internal. And in front of people in the masjid, they act like Abu Bakr. Outside the masjid, they act like Abu Jahl. Subhanallah. Oh Allah, make our secret life better than our public life. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula said the two reasons. He says, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا, my wealth did not come in my aid. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا, my disposition, my power, no army can help you on Judgment Day. No FBI, CIA, UN, nothing will come in your aid. Wallahi, you will be on your own. Nobody will stay with you in the grave. You're on your own. These people are blind heart and vision. Al-basar wal-basira. They're so blind that they can't see anything except wealth and power. And that's the reason the world in a turmoil, what you see on your screen. You'll find out that people sell their own life for money. It is sad to know that you sell your deen for your dunya. It is sad to sell your deen for your dunya. But worse yet, if you sell your deen for somebody else's dunya, because you won't take it with you, akhi. Have you seen anybody take their Mercedes-Benz in the grave with them? You understand, after you die, three things will follow you. According to hadith in Sahih Muslim, Al-Sharh al-Nawawi ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, a janazah will follow three things. Your family, your wealth, and your deeds. Two things will go back. One thing will stay with you. Your family will not stay with you. Even though you love your mother so much, will you stay with her? You love your father so much, will you stay with him? If your father and your mother say, stay with me, son. كَانَ صِدْرِي لَكَ غِزَاءً وَحِجْرِي لَكَ وِعَاءً. My bosom was a source of nourishment for you. My lap was a source of comfort for you. Will you not give me hasana? Will you not keep me company? My son, I was strong, you were weak. I was rich, you were poor. Now that I am weak and you are strong and I am poor and you are rich, stay with me, son. Will not do that. Take me with you home. They won't take you home. Family is gone. Wealth, even the people that made rich will not do that. The only thing he says that will stay with you according to hadith is your righteous deeds. He says, أحسن الرفيق. Be good to the company you keep, or the company that will keep you in the grave. You know when we die, what do we say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When a man said that, we come from Allah and unto Him we are going to be resurrected. When a scholar heard the man say that, you know what he said? He says, أَتَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ أَتَعِي. Do you understand? Do you ponder and reflect about the lip service that you give? After everyone dies, you will say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ. Do you understand what you just said? He says, he explained the translation. He says, it's not like that, ya akhi. He says, teach me. He says, if you know that you will die, then know that you will be buried. And if you know that you will be buried, then you know that you will be resurrected. And if you know that you will be resurrected, then you know that you will meet Allah. And if you know that you will meet Allah, then rest assured that you will be asked by Allah. And if you know that you will be asked by Allah, then you better have an answer for the question. So ask yourself, akhi and ukhti, do you know even the questions? Do you know the answer for the questions? Do you understand in the grave you will not hear, and you cannot call a friend, and nobody can be with you? مَنْ رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ مَاذَا تَقُولُ فِي الرَّجِلِ بُعْتَ فِيكُمْ. Who is your Lord? What is your way of life? And who is your messenger? You know you're supposed to say that three times during the day and three times during the night. In the أَذْكَارِ. If you don't have it, get حسن المسلم. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيَّ وَرَسُولًا. I accept Allah to be my Lord, Islam to be my way of life, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my prophet and messenger. The four questions when you're resurrected: your umr, your lifespan, your youth, your youthful years, الشباب. في ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. And علم, and your knowledge, the wealth, where did you get it from? And how did you spend it? How did you earn it? How did you spend it? Have you ever thought of these things? And the knowledge, what have you done with your knowledge? Questions and answers. At that time, he says, Wallahi, I now know. There is a reason for everything, akhi, and there's a wisdom for everything. But because of time is running out, we will take you on the other side, inshallah, after Jilsa Istiraha. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to make the last words we say to be La ilaha illallah. And the best actions we do is the last actions and deeds. And the best days in our lives is the days we meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ تَسْتَغْفِرُوهُ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. So my dear brothers and sisters, you have a son, you have a daughter, you're so proud. You raise them righteously, you have high hopes. They will go to college and maybe one day they can get married and you see your grandchildren. Or maybe you even go one day to work after you hug and embrace your children, even your spouse, you get it so lightly over that forehead. Say, I'll see you later inshallah, honey. You go to work and on the way back you hear a loud noise. It's either a bullet that went through your skull or something that blew your car up. You will never go back home again. That gate was closed for the last time. That arms that come and run to you with a beautiful open smile is no longer there. And you cry, not fair. Where is the madalim? How could there be so much injustice in the world? How could people turn their back on you? How can they put the blindfold? Is there possible that there are people that they lost their soul? Not just their mind and heart. There is no humanity anymore. Who do you complain to, ya akhi? You complain to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. We know there is a lot more. But that's why Judgment Day is called the Infinite Justice. The Judgment Day is where everything will come back. Those people who rob countries, those people who have them as resources, those people who buy and sell, they sell it for the highest bidder, and unfortunately those who pay the price are the innocent people. Your son and my son, your daughter and your daughter. People are angry and they rage, they understand. How could that be? Is it possible that one human being could be the source of misery for millions? And after you die, what will your name be? After when you die, when they remember your name, will they say, La'natullahi alayh? Will they say, may the curse of Allah be upon him? Or will they say, Rahmatullahi alayh? And by the way, the scholars will say, it is the true believers who use the measuring stick. I understand there are some people rooting for the other side. Wallahi, I know. But the scholars say it is not the measuring stick of the disbelievers. It's the measuring stick of believers. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, when he says something about man that died, he says, wajabat. It is confirmed. Antum shuhada Allah ala al-ard. You are the witnesses on behalf of Allah on this earth. The true believer is how you feel. Who you think is the truth. But you understand they do this for the things that we talked about in the hereafter. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهُ. It will not come, wallahi. But on the other side, you will carry أَوْزَارَهُمْ عَلَى ظُهُورِهِمْ. You will carry every sin. You will carry everything on your back. The first thing you will be judged on Judgment Day, one hadith says your salah. One hadith says dima. One hadith says your prayers, and the other hadith says bloodshed. No contradiction. حقوق العباد وحقوق رب العباد. The rights of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is the prayers. And the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is bloodshed. So you understand, akhi, if you kill someone, you know that the hadith says, wallahi, the destruction of the Kaaba is lesser upon Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula than a qatrati ma'. قطرة دم. A bloodshed of a true believer. You understand the magnitude of killing a true believer? There's only one verse that combines four things. The scholar says Allah did not combine these four things except in one verse. مَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا. Those who kill believers intentionally. You see, a sister with a niqab just has a powerful weapon, her phone, just recording what's going on. She gets shot in the chest. A brother raising their arms up in the air says, Wallahi, I have no weapons. He gets shot. A brother turning around, rukka'an sujjada, praying fajr, gets shot in the back of the head. And you remember the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of the sulh of Hudaybiyah, when the conditions with Banu Khuza'a with Rasulullah and Banu Bakr with Quraysh. And it says, they killed the sujjadan ruk'a. And the man came to complain to Rasulullah, they killed us, we were in the haram, we were praying, we were even doing tahajjud. Similarly, the history repeats itself. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so angry. Wallahi, he kept sitting, hitting his thigh. He says, Nusirta ya Amr ibn Salim. Nusirta ya Amr ibn Salim. You're given victory by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or Amr ibn Salim, the one that came and told him. You know that if you kill a person, a true believer, on judgment day, he will come with his head on his palm. And grab your hand on judgment day. His neck would yashkubu dama. His blood will be pouring. Grabbing your hand, the one that killed him. Grab his neck, head on one day, and grabbing you from the other hand. He says, Rabbi, sal hadha lima qatalani. Oh Allah, ask this person, why did he kill me? There is a story about I'll finish with this inshallah. There is a story with a man that is a fisherman, an honest fisherman. Just goes out to the sea to catch his own earning, his sustenance of bridge of halal, to feed his kids and wife. And a tyrant ruler comes in, takes a fish by force, doesn't pay him his dues. As so many oppressors around days, they take things that's the law of the jungle. There is no more justice. We say infinite justice on judgment day. That's why as Muslims we should be looking forward till judgment day. Wallahi, akhi and ukhti, that should be the happiest day. Where Allah subhanahu jalla fi ula turned the table on in the Quran. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ But how? عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ Wallahi, akhi, if you hear the end of this chapter, Allah has told you over 1400 years ago that people, He called them criminals, will come and make a mockery of you. They will wink when they see you. They will go home and tell their parents, I've seen this, I've seen that. I've seen a brother that looks like this, and I've seen a sister that looks like that. And they will tell you that you are the dal, you are the one that led astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's called fa, ta'qib, falyawm, right away, expediently. Turns, even though the time does not pertain to Allah. So He takes you over right away to the judgment day. That's what it's all at. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ Those who laugh last. We will be laughing at those who laughed at us. But how? Leaning at your arika, your beautiful bed in Jannah, as they will go to the other side. So you'll understand that nothing will go astray, akhi. You will say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا رَجْعُونَ We will say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ You will say, إِنِّي أُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ I rest my case, Ya Allah. We have no one else except You, Allah. لَا مَلْجَأَ وَلَا مَنْجَأَ مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهُ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَاعْلَمْ أن الأمة إذا اجتمعت على أن يضروك بشيء لن يضروك بشيء إلا ما كتبه الله عليك وإن اجتمعت الأمة لينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك بشيء إلا ما كتبه الله لك رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتُ الصُّحُفُ. And know for sure that if the whole ummah gather to harm you with something, they will not harm you with anything except what Allah has decreed upon you. And they will not benefit you except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for you. So don't be saddened. Akhi, we have something called Judgment Day, where we take this courtroom, where those, I'm not going to call them even judges, wallahi, they don't even deserve that. These bribed judges, these politicians, these rulers, those who have stars and arrows and crosses or whatever it is that they have on their chair. I know someone that knows someone. If you speak, they will put you behind bars. Those people will come with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aina al-muluk? Where are those tyrants? Where are the kings? You will be what? Malik al-muluk. Al-mulku yawma idhin al-haq. The truth on Judgment Day. That same room, that courtroom, where you cannot be a judge, where you cannot be a lawyer, we cannot be a prosecutor and a defense at the same time. It's a story and a movie they're playing. Wallahi, it's just a movie they're playing. We know the truth, ya akhi. The story of Hisham. Where that tyrant king took the fish and he got poked by the fish. His fingers started to throb. Bring him the doctor. Bring the doctor to the king. He said, we have no other choice but to amputate your finger. No other choice. Amputate. The following day, second finger. The third day, third finger. He goes to sleep. He sees a vision. He says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَأُقَطِّعَنَّكَ إِرَبًا إِرَبًا إِلَّا لَمْ تَعْطِيهِ حَقَّهِ. By my might and glory, I will cut you to pieces if you don't give him back his rights. My brothers and sisters, it may be difficult to take. We spend sleepless nights wondering, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهَ قَرِيبٌ. When is the victory coming? Allah is answering you, indeed it is soon. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us victory soon. Save the bloodshed of Muslims. Give us victory. يَقُرَّ عَيْنُنَا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَشْفِ صُدُورَ قَوْمٌ مُؤْمِنِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts, mind, mend our goals, save our brothers and sisters, alleviate the hardship of all Muslims around the world. Ameen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Although I never saw his face, so beautiful bestowed.